Hello, spinners, and welcome back to today's podcast episode. Grab your jackets. Today we are talking about something very serious. Yes, today we are talking about getting into a routine. We always talk about how to build the perfect routine, this is what you should do to make your routine the best in the world, but we never really talk about how to get back into a routine when you fall off. Maybe you get into a rut, or you just, you know, you travel out, and when you get back into your home, you're just like out of contact with like what your routine used to look like. And we don't talk about like the process of like getting in tune, of like trying to build on that, you know, routine that you've already created for yourself to make life so easy for you. So that's exactly what I'm going to be diving in on today's podcast episode, and I cannot wait to get into it with you because I recently had to go through that. Let's get into today's podcast episode. So recently I was traveling cities, and I needed to, you know, because I really have a workout schedule that I follow because I work out with Chloe. I think if you know me on YouTube, you know I've already mentioned this so many times in my monthly reset videos. I work out with Chloe Thing, and we have like a daily schedule to follow. But since I was traveling cities, and also I was on my period, yes, honey, you know how your period makes you feel. Like, I was literally like, I wasn't having cramps, but I was not just feeling my usual self. Like, I was just feeling so off. So I just had to like give myself like, no, you need to like focus on like getting your things ready to like move cities, because like it's really not easy like trying to like pack. Let me tell you, like, I think that packing your things should be like, you should have a template, to be honest. For like me, I need a template because I will forget things, and trust me, I did forget things, but that's another story. Meanwhile, like, having to travel cities, you know, trying to make sure that everything was packed, everything was bought, everything was arranged, it was like a whole lot of packing and moving around, plus I was on my period. So like, I wasn't like getting in tune with my routine, although I have like a Notion template like I always follow for like tracking my habits. So I would actually feel like very down when I wouldn't tick off like everything, because I wasn't actually doing it. But what I did was that I didn't actually tick when I didn't do it. Like, I didn't just like let myself say, oh, you didn't do it today, let me just tick it, I know why I didn't do it. No, I let myself feel the bad, you know, not kind of bad, but like feel the consequences of not following a routine by not giving myself that satisfaction of taking up my habit tracker every single night. So I had to feel like the gravity of my repercussions. So I had to like feel the gravity and say, this, you know, I'm not following my routine, this is why. On the first day, I felt it. On the second day, felt it. Oh my God. Like, literally, your body will not feel the same. That's if you're really in tune with your routine when you're not doing the things that you're meant to do. So that is like number one thing. Are you tracking your habits? What am I hearing? So that is the thing. You have to have a way to track your habits, to know when you're slacking, even though you're just even going to keep on going with the flow. And the next thing, you do not even remember what a routine looks like. So you have to like have a way to track your habits. Number two, make sure that you feel the repercussions by not giving yourself that satisfaction. Yes, honey. So honey, yes, you have to be tough with yourself sometimes, because tough love is really important. But also remember, you're human. So while trying to get back into your routine, like when I discovered, oh, I've even been working out, now I have to work out, you know, I felt like, oh, will I still be able to do it? So give yourself that grace. You can get back into your routine just slowly. Like, I just started doing like the warm-ups, and before I knew it, I was like already feeling like my, you know, usual, like my usual self. So it's about like baby steps. steps. Just try. From one thing to another thing, just try it. You can do this. I am rooting for you if no one is rooting for you. So baby steps, just try it the next day. Just start little. If you can't do like a full-on workout, maybe start with like a little bit of stretches. Just start with the warm-ups. Trust me, when you get your warm-up, you really want to do the workout. So that's like a really important thing that I learned, because it builds gravity. It builds like the intention for me without even realizing that. Another sweet thing that I do is that I try to listen to podcast episodes of like people that I'm really looking up to, because when I see that, oh, they are really like getting on their game, you know, I feel like, oh, why am I not doing mine? Although, please, everybody has their own timeline, but sometimes us as human beings, we just get lazy. We just get lazy. Our brain just wants to shut down and not do anything. So you have to remind yourself that there are people out there working on their dreams. And you also, if you aspire to be successful, because that's why you're here on this podcast, you should put that energy into yourself. Make sure that you're working. Make sure that you're doing everything that you want to do at the right time, submitting your assignments, submitting your projects, making sure that all the boxes are checked. Because that's what I want you to be. I want you to be that woman that doesn't give excuses, but hands out every single assignment on time, honey. So yes, thank you so much, Spinners, for sticking around, because you know, I always want to give you everything I'm doing, because I want everybody to fly high on this, you know, podcast. I always want everybody to be doing things that make them grow stronger, become the best version of themselves. And I hope that these tips that I gave you really helped to solve a problem that you're facing, because trust me, everybody is not always high every day, but what matters is that you're trying consistently to build that dream self that you want. So remember, when life spins, take a break. I will see you on my next one. Mwah.